Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Not much more of the season to follow here, as this is the last regular season game for this 2012 edition of Monmouth University football. We are back here from Moon Township, Pennsylvania, on the campus of Robert Morris University, and live from Joe Walton Stadium. Matt Harmon, Greg Buscomi on the broadcast today on the Shore Sports Network, 1160, 1310, WOBM AM, shoresportsnetwork.com, and GoMUHawks.com. Quick programming reminder for you. The Monmouth University men's basketball team set to take on in-state rival today with the tip-off at 3 o'clock. We'll hopefully have enough time to bring you a bit of a pregame show before that kickoff as well. Our game winds down. Their game begins. We'll go from one to the other the way that it should be. A lot of Monmouth University athletics all here on the Shore Sports Network. Before we go into the scoring summary, let's give you an injury update, and this is very unofficial. Rad Harris, who we saw go off with a left leg injury, still on the bench right now for Monmouth, the players' bench. I would imagine icing things down right now. And Greg, as we saw Mike Upham make his way into the locker room with MU, but unfortunately under the power of crutches with, again, what looked to be a left ankle injury.
Well, then, when you throw in Rich Lorfing, a true senior who will be back next year, I believe, who was out with a knee injury, you've got three of the top eight starter rotators, let's say, on that D-line out for the Hawks, and that could really hurt you in the second half. So Mom's going to have to put together some drives on offense, keep the ball out of RMU's hands.
Well, let's talk about the drives that Monmouth has had so far here today. The Hawks got the opening kickoff. They won the toss and elected to receive, something you don't see teams do very often. Oftentimes it is defer and wait to make your choice into the second half. But Monmouth able to cash in as Julian Hayes capped off a five-play, 71-yard drive that took up just 1 minute and 34 seconds off the clock. Hayes, a 2-yard run. He had a 50-yard scamper in that drive to kind of set things up and able to cash in for the score. Hawks getting the football back on their ensuing drive, and Eric Spillane with a 21-yard field goal. That a 12-play, 47-yard drive that took up 5 minutes and 34 seconds of the clock. And Monmouth in business, they led at that point 10 to nothing. The third score of the day came also in the first quarter. This one with 55 seconds remaining. Kyle Frazier finding Tristan Roberts along the back part of the end zone from 11 yards out. 8 plays, 51 yards. That one took up 2:57 off the clock. And Monmouth, after a 17-point first quarter, I think there were thoughts certainly of a blowout, but unfortunately for MU, no points registered in the second quarter. But defensively, there has been just enough for Robert Morris to not get themselves into the end zone. They still have a goose egg up on the board right now. And, you know, Greg, all things considered, you were extremely excited if you're a Monmouth fan with that first quarter. But the second quarter, a little sluggish for both teams.
Yeah, you know what? The one thing that shouldn't be overlooked is that the MU defense, the exception of that one long play, really did play pretty well against Rob Morris in the second quarter. Rob Morris only has three first downs, one of which came in the first quarter, two in the second quarter. But yeah, the MU offense seemed to slow down just a little bit. I think they're going to get back to running the ball with Julian Hayes. That's going to be a key. Got to protect Kyle Frazier a little bit better, and they'll be fine. But it's going to all come down to this first kickoff. They're going to have to come down, kick off. You know, one of the things Coach Cal said they need to do on special teams, eliminate big plays. And that's something, you know, they've had two kickoffs returned for touchdowns this year. Robert Morris doesn't have that same threat that some of the other teams do have returning kicks, so they're going to have to get down there, cover the kick, and then hopefully with this patched-up D-line, you know, make them get another stall drive and then give Kyle Frazier this offense opportunity to put some more points on the board.
Take a look at some stats here in the first half. The score, obviously, again, Monmouth leading 17 to nothing over Robert Morris. MU the edge in first downs, 11 to 3. Overall yardage, 209 to 92 for Monmouth. In the run-pass split department, 115 through the air, 94 on the ground. Robert Morris, 16 through the air, and 26 on the ground. Third down conversions, a strength of Monmouth defensively all year. Robert Morris, 0 of 6, trying to convert on third down. Monmouth offensively, 3 of 8. one of one on fourth down, one of two for Robert Morris. In the red zone, the Hawks were three times. They were able to score all three times today as well. Time of possession, pretty even. Monmouth about 16 minutes, and Robert Morris pretty close to 14. Each team has two penalties on the day, two for 15 for MU, two for 18 for RMU. Individually, Kyle Frazier leading the way, 13 of 16 for 115 yards and one touchdown, but has been sacked four times today. His counterpart, Jeff Sinclair, 9 of 13 for 66 yards. He's been sacked twice. In the rushing department, Monmouth defensively had done a great job so far. Evan Taylor, 9 carries for 16 yards, an average of under 2 per game. Deontay Howard, 1 for 14. Julian Hayes has led the way for Monmouth with that long of 51. He's 10 carries for 77 yards and a touchdown. KB Asante, 4 carries for 20. In the receiving department, Eric Sumlin and Tristan Roberts each with 3 catches. Roberts the touchdown, but it's Sumlin who has more yards, 41 so far in the day. And Dante Jeter, 3 catches for 20 yards for Robert Morris. Leading the way tackle-wise, Reggie Hildebrandt Jr., he's got 5, 8 tackles for DJ Myers, the safety for Robert Morris. 17 to nothing, our score at the half. We step out here for 3 minutes. When we come back, we'll take you around the NEC and Top 25 scoreboard, all part of our halftime show here on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
Beautiful day out in western Pennsylvania, where Monmouth leading Robert Morris by a score of 17 to nothing. This part of the series finale, the season finale for the Hawks in this 2012 football campaign. And Monmouth trying to finish things up at 5-5 and 30 minutes away from doing just that. Elsewhere in the league, there are two very important games going on, one of which is at the half. Wagner leads Duquesne 14-10, and Albany in the first quarter on top of Central Connecticut State 14-0. The championship scenario, Wagner with a win, they will go to the FCF's playoffs. Albany needs Duquesne to come back and beat the Seahawks and hold off Central Connecticut State, and then Albany would go back into the playoffs where they represented the NEC a season ago. Elsewhere at the half, St. Francis, Pennsylvania, about the Red Flash, trying for a 5-win season for, I don't know that they've ever had a 5-win season. I remember hearing throughout the week, looking at some stuff from the league, that they haven't had a 4-win season in the last 15 years. I can't imagine they've had a 5-win season very often either. Congratulations to the Red Flash, team that beat Monmouth last year. They have really turned things around this season. And the lone non-league game of the year, Bucknell leading Bryant by a score of 7-6. That is still in the first quarter. Games in the top 25 that are up and running in the second quarter right now. Kent State, number 25, and Bowling Green are tied at 10. At the half, it is number 22, Rutgers leading Cincinnati 7-0. That's a big one in the Big East picture. Florida State on top of Maryland 27-0. Michigan 21, Iowa 10. It's Alabama 35, Western Kentucky nothing. Florida leads Jacksonville State 7-0. South Carolina on top of Wofford. Check it. South Carolina and Wofford are scoreless. That game still in the first quarter. Among the games coming up, Georgia Southern will play at Georgia. Southern Cal playing at UCLA. Clemson entertaining NC State. LSU welcoming in Mississippi. Minnesota playing at Nebraska. Texas Tech at Oklahoma State. Texas A&M home for Sam Houston State. Ohio State will visit Wisconsin. Number 3 Notre Dame home for Wake Forest. And Louisiana Tech will play host to Utah State. All of those games starting in that 3:30, 4 o'clock time frame. 17-0, our score here. We'll take one more timeout at the half. When we come back, Greg and I will talk about a quick little fall season wrap-up of the fall sports. As with the football game today, everything basically put to bed for the fall season. Talk about the winter stuff a little bit as Monmouth basketball is back up and running for both the men and the women. Few minutes away from starting our second half, Monmouth 17, Robert Morris nothing. We're back in 2 minutes with more Hawk football on the Shore Sports Network.